I'm Kempson Cross. This is your look at sports. Jackson cowgirl Sadie Hutzler will be barrel racing at the Junior National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas this December. Hutzler won the qualifying event in Verndale, Minnesota on Saturday to punch her ticket. She already won the pole bending qualifier in Sheridan, Illinois during March. She will also attempt to qualify for the Junior NFR in breakaway roping. Hutzler is headed to the Little Britches Nationals this Friday, looking to defend her title of pole bending world champion. Martin County West senior Taya Schmidtke finished 8th place on Friday during the girls' clay target state tournament. Schmidtke shot 95 out of a possible 100 at the Minneapolis Gun Club in Prior Lake. She scored well enough to qualify for the all-tournament team. Delana Reif of Foley took home the girls' state championship. Full results are available online. The Jackson Bulls split a pair of baseball games on the road over the weekend. The Bulls beat the St. James A's in 8 innings on Saturday. Carter Schneider doubled the right field to score Easton Barr, and then Evan Olson grounded out to score Seth Bush for the 2-0 Bulls lead in the top of the first. The A's cut the lead in half in the second. Olson and Bush scored on a pair of St. James errors in the sixth for a 4-1 Bulls lead. St. James scored 3 runs in the seventh to tie the game. Hayden Warmka scored on a Talon home ground out to make it 5-4 and put Jackson in the lead for good. In the top of the eighth, Landon Vasquez climbed the hill first for Jackson and gave up 1 run on 2 hits in 4 innings while striking out 2 and walking 1. The Bulls lost 2-1 to the Wyndham Pirates on Sunday. Wyndham built the 2-0 lead in the bottom of the third inning. Cale Miller batted in the only Jackson run during the top of the seventh. Evan Olson finished with a pair of hits for the Bulls. Alex Bretzman took the loss for Jackson after surrendering 2 runs, with 1 of them earned on 7 hits, while striking out 6 and walking 3 in 7 innings. The 7-6 Bulls visit the Worthington Cubs for a non-league game on Thursday night. The Lakefield Frogs lost to the Fox Lake Foxes 13-10 in a slugfest on Friday night at home. The Foxes collected 11 hits and the Frogs had 7. The Frogs scored on a wild pitch to lead 1-0 after the first inning. The Foxes tied the game on a Frogs error, but Lakefield took the lead back 3-1 on a 2-run single from Gabe Wolf. He finished with 3 runs batted in. Fox Lake tied the game at 3 in the third after another error and a sacrifice fly by Lucas Larson, who also finished with a trio of RBIs. The Foxes scored 8 runs on 5 hits in the sixth, led by a two-run double by Blake Buncher to lead 11-3. The Frogs countered with 2 runs in the bottom of the sixth and then 5 more on 3 hits to make it 11-10 Foxes after the seventh. Fox Lake added 1 more run in the eighth and another in the ninth for the final tally. Both teams are 2-6 overall and play each other again on Wednesday night in Truman. A pair of Minnesota teams completed the freestyle national duels on Friday in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Jackson County Central Huskies head coach Nate Hansen was part of the coaching staff. Martin County Red Bulls wrestler Tori Paplow wrestled for the Minnesota Red Team at 150 pounds. The Minnesota Blue Team went 3-4 in freestyle competition to finish 6th place after advancing to the gold-silver bracket. The Minnesota Red Team also finished 3-4 and took home a 6th place finish. Paplow lost by Techfall twice during freestyle competition. More details are available online. Michael Buddy Kofoid captured the $250,000 High Bank Nationals title in the 40-lap main event on Saturday night at Huset Speedway. Kofoid's winnings for the 4 nights of racing at Huset that week were $362,000, with another win on Wednesday night and a podium finish every night. Friday night preliminary winner Bill Balog came home 2nd place after holding off 3rd place finisher Sheldon Hodenshield. Garrett Williamson took 4th place, and Logan Schuhart got 5th. Huset Speedway will take the next 2 weekends off before roaring back to life on July 13th for Hall of Fame night with all 3 regular classes in action. Blake Lunenberg charged hard to his 4th victory of the season at Worthington Speedway on Saturday during Kids Night. Lunenberg climbed into a 2nd car after being involved in a collision during the heat race and charged from the tail of the field to take his 3rd straight hobby stock win. Todd Steinhardt started 4th and took advantage of a late opportunity to win the modified feature. Cole Bentz made his way up from 4th early and survived to win the stock car feature. Connor Vandeweerd picked his way forward from 6th and held on to win the sport mod feature. Florence Drost quickly made her way from the 5th starting spot in the mini mods and took her 4th straight win. Zach Fry made his way up from 5th as well to take the sport compact victory. Chris Johnson started in 3rd and made the right moves to win the sportsman feature. The Worthington Speedway has a doubleheader weekend coming up with the prelude to the Madness on Saturday and the opening night of the Midwest Madness Tour on Sunday. Fairmont Raceway inducted the Hall of Fame class of 2025 on Friday night and crowned six winners. Dustin Weirhoff of Fairmont took over the modified points lead with a win from the outside pole. Miles Michel of Fort Dodge, Iowa won from the pole in the stock cars. James Reichert of Comfrey, Minnesota won the pole in the B-Mods. Jeremy Wegner of Grettinger, Iowa won from the outside pole in the hobby stocks. Jeremy Koopman of Mankato won from the pole in the tuners. Dylan Johnson of Winnebago won from the pole in the Crown Vicks. Fairmont Raceway is back in action on Wednesday for Salute to Agnite. You can always find our latest local sports coverage online at kkoj.com. That's your look at sports. I'm Kempson Cross.